Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, everybody, it's J. Stu, and once again, I'm here at Sketchbook Comics at nighttime this time. Here with Jeff. How's it going, man?
It's good. It's dark out.
It is. It's odd. Few questions for you right off the bat. What do you think about DC's March announcements? There's a lot of titles ending.
Yeah, I think the headlines tend to be a little sensationalized with them being cancellations and stuff. Some of them, I think, are completely organic. Swamp Thing's a pretty good example. I mean, you had a phenomenal run with Snyder on it, followed by a great run by Soul. Let's just end it there. When you get another creative team that you're very comfortable and confident in, relaunch the book. You know, this was a great, great run for them. Let those two writers have this run
okay.
And move on. You know, there's a handful of them that are, you know, unfortunate to me, at least to me, like Infinity Man and the Forever People. Super fun book, but it never found an audience, so I'm not surprised that it got canceled. Plus, Didio is one of the writers on it, so he may just be at a point where he's like, I can't do this anymore.
True.
I don't have time.
True.
And with the move and everything from New York to L.A., I would bet that that's probably a weight on him.
Could be.
You know, so I think people are really reading far too much into it. I think they'll launch a bunch of new titles in June.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I won't be shocked to see Damian get a book.
More Lantern titles than these three are done?
Yeah, since Guardians is done, or New Guardians, and Core is done, and all we're left with at this point is, and Red Lanterns is done, and now we're left with Green Lantern and Sinestro. You know, I won't be shocked to see a Tales of the Green Lantern Corps or something like that. You know, that kind of spins them all together. And quite frankly, to me, New Guardians is putting it out of its misery.
Yes.
It hasn't been a strong book. Kyle, for whatever reason, is just not a strong character anymore. He used to be. He was my favorite Lantern for a long time.
Oh, me too, actually.
And it's just not a strong book and hasn't been for a long time. So, to me, that's a mercy killing.
Yeah, take that one out back and shoot it.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, most of it, you know, the weeklies, they were all scheduled to end.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, people, I think, are just headlines on the whole right now for pretty much every site are just driving me nuts right now.
Yeah, I noticed that on your group.
Yeah, yeah, I just, and all the fake stories, people losing their minds before ever actually looking into anything.
Yeah.
Do some research before you rage.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but kind of excited for the new Archie number one.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Especially because Mark Waid is writing it.
Yeah.
I'm really interested because that company, you know, the new CEO who's in charge of it now, and his name is slipping my mind. I think he's still a Goldwater, but this guy is the reason that they've done Afterlife with Archie. This is the reason that they had Kevin Keller. This is the reason Archie's been allowed to date, you know, a black girl. He's been allowed to date a girl in a wheelchair. It's because this guy's in charge now. The old school is gone for Archie. So it's been nothing but great for them.
Yeah. You know,
the life with Archie, with Archie getting married and dying, all that's, none of this would have happened without this guy in charge. I remember doing an interview with Dan Parent at Niagara Falls Comic Con, and he was ecstatic with the changes. And
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, you know, you're not, your hands aren't tied anymore, and you know, yeah, I think it's great. My only concern is that I think they should have waited and got a different artist.
Okay.
I really like the artist because it's the same artist that does Saga, but she's only on for 3 issues. So to me, if you're going to relaunch it like that, have somebody who's going to be there for at least a year. This is a major thing for them. This is not Marvel doing a relaunch for the second time this year. This is the first time they've relaunched Archie for real since it was created.
75 years.
Yeah. So don't mess around with it. Get an artist who's on for the long haul to truly set the tone and set the artistic look of this book for the long haul.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And we finally got a new Afterlife with Archie last week.
We did. We did. I haven't read it, but we did.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, man. Hey, we finally found out who's going to play Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad.
We did, and I'm fantastic choice.
That's a good choice, yeah.
I'm a big fan of the choice. I would have been good with any of the three rumored ones, like Oprah, and I can't think of the other woman's name, Octavia something.
Yeah, Octavia Spencer?
That might be
something
it.
Like that.
But I am 100% down with who they chose. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so psyched about that movie. I might be more excited about it than anything else.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely anything that Marvel's doing.
That's the most excited I'm about a DC project, that's for sure.
Yeah, you can't get me with Doctor Strange. You can't get me.
Well,
Civil War has me concerned. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you were posting about this. The Sony leaks were...
Yeah.
They were going back and forth about Spider-Man.
Where Marvel
back.
Wants Spider-Man to show up in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more to it.
Oh, probably.
I'm sure there's more to it. Because right now, when I looked at what they released and all of that type of thing, all I could think was, what is in it for Sony? Aside from the fact that they're going to get some push from the Marvel movies, I don't know that Spider-Man needs that.
Not
ever.
Really. No.
I honestly believe that if Spider-Man is ever allowed to show up in the Marvel Universe, it's going to cost Marvel Studios just shiploads of money.
Oh, yeah. More than they made for Avengers, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Just ridiculous amounts of money. And if they're hesitating on paying guys like Robert Downey Jr., you know, signing him to long-term contracts because of the amount of money that it would take, you know, I don't know that doing that is going to make any sense. I don't see the benefit of it. That being said, like when I posted, I won't be shocked if Sony scraps a ton of the stuff that was revealed through those things. So
could be, yeah.
This leak may put the kibosh on Marvel ever getting Spider-Man back, you know, or at least for the foreseeable future. They may just be like, yeah, this got leaked. We're not doing any of it. None of this is happening now. We're going to sweep it all under the rug and pretend it never happened, much like the interview itself.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Which, quite frankly, like, everybody's up in arms about it. There's no way that it should be, you know, another country hacking a company, causing them to shelve a movie, censor them, basically. But at the same time, I can't say I'm heartbroken that that movie's not going to be released, because, quite frankly, does the world need another James Franco or Seth Rogen movie? It doesn't. I know this for a fact.
Nice. Mark Hamill coming back as the Trickster?
I think it's great.
That's phenomenal.
I really like that. And the little bit that they talked about, like he's in the prison helping them kind of go after a new Trickster. The idea of him being kind of like a... I can't even think of his name right now for some reason. Silence of the Lambs. And,
oh, right, right.
You know, that kind of feel where the police are just talking to him throughout, and he's giving the... Man, I think he can pull that off fantastically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his Trickster in the original Flash show was effectively just the Joker. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, if he can do, like, a new take on it, I think it's great. I love the fact that he's there, and the girl who played... Tina McGee,
yeah.
And the father being the guy who played the Flash.
Yeah,
I love all those.
That's
movies.
Awesome.
I just think it's great. Yeah, yeah. I'm good with all of that stuff.
How good are you with a Krypton show coming?
I don't think it's needed.
Me too.
I really don't. I'm not interested, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither.
And you know, I'm a bigger DC fan than I am a Marvel fan. But when it comes to the movies, I hope everything does fantastic.
Yeah.
I want it all to be just incredible. Krypton show, I don't know that I'd even care.
Yeah, not even about Jor-El, like
no.
His father, I guess.
No, not even remotely. I don't care about Krypton.
Yeah.
Krypton should be a little bit of backstory for Superman. The end.
Not a whole series.
No, should just be the end. You know, that's where he came from. See, he launched the end, and Krypton exploded. Done. If Krypton's not exploded, who cares? That's the entire basis of that creation, was for it to just be destroyed immediately.
Yeah.
You know, there's things about Supergirl that I think could be very cool, the way they've described it and what they want to do. And the Titans Arrow Flash universe is just shaping up so fantastically.
Yeah.
But I don't care at all about Krypton show.
Yeah, me
not
neither.
Even a little bit. I'm excited for Daredevil and Iron Fist and Jessica Jones and the Defenders and Luke Cage. These aren't even my favorite characters, you know, with the exception, I've always dug Daredevil a little, but I love Iron Fist. But Luke Cage, I'm not a big fan of. Jessica Jones, I don't care that much about. But I care about these a whole lot more than I would a Krypton show.
Nice. So what have you been reading?
The new Batman, Batman and Robin. Fantastic reads, both of them. Batman Endgame Part 3 is so creepy. At one point, I literally found myself screaming in my head, turn around, turn around. And I don't do that normally.
Okay.
Normally, that's something you reserve for movies, but I was, just turn around! Batman and Robin has, I know Joel posted it on his Facebook, but probably the best panel of any panel from DC for 2014, maybe for the last 5 years. It's so good. Now, that could be me being a dad, but either way, it's just fantastic. Justice League was really good as well. The Amazon virus story has been really good. I'm trying to think if I've read anything from Marvel. I read the Captain America 2. I know people are raving about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's still Falcon.
Yeah.
That's all I can think when he's flying around. And in this issue, he fights Crossbones. And through the entire thing, all I can think is, Crossbones should just kick his ass. He's Falcon. He's not Captain America. Yeah. But, you know, that's my bias, I guess.
Well, if Marvel's true to form, Avengers 2 comes out next year. I'm sure Steve Rogers will be back by then.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be my expectation. But we'll see what happens. But yeah, those are probably the things I've read so far from this week. I don't remember what I read last week now. Batman just jammed into my head right now because it's so good. And I just reread all of Superman Unchained in one sitting.
Oh, wow.
And it was great.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Because I hadn't read the last few pieces of it, probably the last three issues.
Yeah.
I just had decided, you know what, I'll just read it when it's all done. But, yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it a lot. And I'm not a huge Jim Lee guy. Like, I don't, like, I like his art, but I don't read everything he does just because it's Jim Lee. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was really good. It was Scott Snyder, though. Fantastic stuff.
Definitely. You can't go wrong with Snyder, man.
That guy is on top of his game. Just that Batman issue. So creepy. So good.
I'm going to read that tonight and see if I like it.
So worth it. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, thanks for taking time with us tonight. I guess Sketchbook Comics After Dark.
Yep. Yeah.
We appreciate it. And you know what? There's still a couple shopping days left for Christmas. Why don't you come down to Sketchbook, pick up some stuff for your family, and we'll be glad you did.
Buy them something like Preacher.
Yes.
Awesome. All at the same time.
That's right. All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.